Okay, Misfasam is Parshas Tetzave, Tafresh Nun Aleph. Tafresh Nun Aleph. You know, this Fasam has so few words, and it's really very, very hard. In each piece, there's Machshava, and there's Chizuk. So here the Sfasam is going on the Medrash, which he always assumes that we know all of these things. So he always just writes V'chulu, you know, just he figures, what kind of a person didn't see the Medrash, you know, no, it doesn't. So the Medrash Zayis Ra'anon, he doesn't bring the Medrash, but let me read to you what it says in the Medrash. Earlier on, in the note here, they bring the entire Lashon of the Medrash. Of course, it's the mitzvah this week is the mitzvah of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. So, the Medrash is very focused on the fact that the Torah is very exact and specific about how the oil is to be extracted and how it's to be made. And why davke that the Torah says shemen zayis. Zach causes them. Why davka olive oil? By us, bechlal, olives, it's one of the most important choshiva things of Eretz Yisrael. But by the menorah, the shemen zayis is very, very important in bechlal in the Beis Hamikdash. So the Medrash says v'atat tzava. The Medrash brings a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Zayis ra'anon yifei pri soar. Kara Hashem shmeich. In simple English, Zayis ra'anon means like a leafy, green, good, healthy olive tree. Zayis ra'anon yifei pri soar. With a beautiful tree, beautiful, with good fruit, with good olives. So that's the pasuk the Medrash brings. And then the Medrash goes on and says the following. But the Jews are only compared to an olive, to a zayis. There are other names in Tanakh. There are other things that were known that were compared to other fruits such as gefen, yayin, wine, and so on. There are other things that were compared to. So why davke? The Medrash is asking why davke zayis. Uba Yirmiyoloma, the Medrash says, because this is what Yirmiyahu was saying. Zayis ran on yifei pri soar. Elamah zayis says, what is it with the zayis? What is it about the olive? And to make the oil from the zayis. What is it that's unusual? Elamah hazayis says, Ad shehu be'ilonu megagrin oisai v'chakech maridin oisai min hazayis v'nechbad. How it's taken off from the tree, the zayis, the olive, and how then it has to be smashed. U'mishachoyftin oisai malin oisai legat. And then you have to take it after the first clap. Then you have to take it to the olive press.
Why does it say leafy?
It means very rich, very rich. Then you take it to the nosna osam b'midchan, and then it has to, in the olive press, it has to go into this, besides the press, it goes into another, like, crushing, smashing, crushing thing. I saw in Eretz Yisrael how they used to do this. On a tour we went years ago, they showed in the Galilee one of these places. And then with ropes they tie it up, and then they take big, big boulders, and crush it again. Finally, that's how they get out. So they get from that oil. Kach Yisrael. So it's not such a happy situation. You hear already what this is. So the Medrash says, Kach Yisrael. So it is with Jews. The goyim come. First they schlep us from one place, like you have to pull the out. They schlep us from one place to another place. And they beat us, and then they tie us up in chains. All kinds of torture. Then finally, you could squeeze out from this yid, you squeeze out from this Jew something pure. He does some tshuva. Hakadosh Baruch Hu ainu lahem, and Hashem Baruch listens to them. Shnema v'ya'anchu b'nei Yisrael, like in Mitzrayim, it says that what we had with Paro, and then finally, after that, After all of that, so beaten like an olive, so what came out from that? That pure olive oil of Ve'ya'anchu b'nei Yisrael that we cried out to Hashem. And Hashem answered, you always wait till batzar lucha, till you're being crushed, till you're stuck. Ki kalracham Hashem lucha, havizayis ranon yifei pri tzar. That's the Medrash. That's why the Navi Yirmiyahu is comparing in the context of his Nevuas, which of course he was the Navi of the destruction, he was the Navi of the Churban, and Yirmiyahu himself was tormented by this. Why did the Jewish people have to go through such things? What's going on over here? So Hashem, of course, throughout the Sefer is talking to Yirmiyahu, and then the Navi says, Zayis Ranan, Yifesar, means that the beauty of the Jewish people were compared to an olive, and that way, that pureness, that holiness that is contained deep within each and every Jew, somehow it only is able to emerge after going through this process, after going through these difficulties. Not only, but that's, so the Navi is saying that the beauty of the Jewish people is that when they become crushed and when they are subjected to these things, then instead of turning away from God, instead of rejecting God, that it brings out from us that pure drop of oil. Now let's learn the Sfasemus. That's the Medrash. Now let's see what the Rebbe says. Kamoshi Yesh Bezayis, Tav Resh Nun Aleph. Kamoshi Yesh Bezayis Shnei Minei Shmanim. Just like you have in the Zayis and the Aleph, two brands of oil, two qualities of oil in the Zayis. There's Zach, there's the pure, pure oil. That means without any psolas, without any junk, because you know the olives have. That's without any psolas, without anything that's not good, pure. And then you have v'shemen hayotzei ayidei tchina. Then you have the oil that comes out just when you crush it, and it's not yet been completely purified. It still has pieces and schmutz and other things in it. K'mo chen yesh b'bnei Yisrael. So it is when it comes to Jews. Yeah, he says, "Kamochen yesh b'bnei Yisrael shnei minei shmanim." There are two brands, two types, two grades of oil, two grades of Yiddishkeit, of life that's in Jews. There's a Jew that whose life is a strange mixture of tayv and ra, is a strange mixture of the good stuff and the bad stuff, and then there's that essence of the Jew, which is this Shemen Zayis Zach, pure, Kosis Lamor, like it says in the Psalm, Kosis, when you crush a Jew, Lamor, then he begins to shine. So there is that grade of pure Shemen Zayis of a Jew.
This is talking about within a Jew, or there's...
Listen what he says, He's talking about everybody. Look what he says right now. V'isa. The Gemara tells us Zayis Aguri Shishmanei Oge B'Sarecha, that there's a certain type of an olive that is very, very good, has in it, it's filled deep inside with very high quality oil. So the Rebbe says V'chazei Yesh Mitzad Klolus B'nei Yisrael. So here Moshe says that Bechlal is with the Jewish people as a people. We're not acting as a people. Forget about you and I as individuals. As a people, we're very out of character. We're not acting as a people the way that we should be acting. As a people, as a nation, as a people, we're not. But as a nation, as a people, we have within us that pure oil. The chol prat, and so it is with each individual Jew. Ki mashu b'sar klal b'nei Yisrael nimtza b'y shem en zach. As a people, there's no question that as a nation, as a people, within the nation of Yisrael, there is Shemen Zayis Zach. There is that. He says, Uba Pratus, however, when it comes to each individual person and how he's conducting his life, Tzarech Kol Echad, we can't just rely upon the fact and hear a million terrorists and say, oh, that's terrific, Jews are holy, Jews are fantastic, Jews are pure. I mean, it's true as a people, Shlomo Melech said, Yofa Ad Rayasi, you're beautiful, Mum Ein Bach. As a people, you're beautiful, you're perfect. But the protus, individually, the Rebbe says, Sarah kol echel liyageya atzmo, each individual Jew has to work hard, has to push himself, has to struggle. Lahotzi min hakoach el hapoel, to bring out into his life, because it's true, we know in potential, everybody has, each individual, and the nation as a nation is pure and holy. But he says, each person has to do whatever he's able to do, lahotzi min hakoach el hapoel, to draw out, to get to that inner point of who he is, and to bring it into his life, l'maisa, ayse shemen. Shumu'urav tech psalas, to extract the good oil that's sitting there in all the dross and all the filth and all the schmutz, to draw out that pure oil. Now it would be ideal if we did that on our own, and it would be wonderful if we got that by learning Gemara and by learning Musar and learning Chassidus. It would be wonderful if we would access that pure. That pure, unadulterated Shemen Zayit Zach inside of us, it would be terrific. Nobody needs tzaras. It would be very, very good if we could extract it in such a way. But tzarach yigiyos rabbis. But that takes a lot of work. Yigiyos rabbos. Tremendous amount of work. Levaro, to purify and to clarify. Levaro, every decision that you and I make, every thought that we have, every action that we do, every word that we say, is like shemen, but it's different grades of oil. Different grades of oil. So, you know, you go to the store, you could buy this kind of oil, and you look, it's pretty dark, and then you buy a more expensive olive oil. It's clear. And I sent my wife back two or three times. I never buy the Jewish brands for Hanukkah, because they just pour it from a Gaisha one, and they charge you twice the amount. So I told her to go to Costco. And there you buy a big thing. So she came back with the bag and said, not this one. There's a better one. There's the extra, extra light.
Virgin.
The virgin. But even with that, they made extra, extra. There's one that's not yellow. It's almost white. It's like off-white. I said, oh. And when you light that, it shines much, much more beautiful and much longer, that oil. It's more of a hidden mitzvah, that oil. So we're all like that, you know. Like at the end of the day, so you say, here I am, Rabbi Yishlam. You know, you say, Kriya Shema. See, here I am. I'm one of you. Like Yemiel Novi says, I'm a Zayas. Okay, so, you know, grade, it's like grade B, grade C. Bring me back something tomorrow night, so, you know, see what you could do. Choice. Come back the next day. I don't know. It's getting a little clearer. The big pieces already pushed out. Some of the big pieces of junk. It's getting better. Until each one of us goes through all of those yigis to try with our thoughts, our words, and our actions to pull out and to refine and refine and to, until it gets to that which is who we are. See, the Rebbe says, "Tzarach yigiyos rabbos levaro liyos nimshach acha hapsila." In order that the oil should be the kind that the wick and the oil, it's a good shidduch, and the wick is able to draw this oil, and the oil is good in the wick, and it really burns. Ki ba'adam yesh b'chinis ma'isi di b'machshav. What I was just saying. In each and every one of us, there's, of course, physical actions, ma'isa, and there are diburim in their words, and there are machshavas in their thoughts. Our actions, our words, and our thoughts are, unless we're talking about big, big tzaddikim, our actions, words, and thoughts are mixtures of good and bad. Yeah, it's not extra light, extra, extra light. It's mixtures. And each person in his own life, you know, he does something. So let's say he's doing something. He's helping his mother with something, you know, in the house. Or he's helping. He goes and he picks up his mother from the station. Okay, that's itself is of course a wonderful ma'aser. But maybe it's just he feels resentful. He feels upset. How come my mom is always bothering me? Or he's doing this because he wants just that the kid should see that he's a good son. You know, it could be mixed in with all different kinds of stuff. You're mixed in. So, and that's how it is with our actions, that's how it is with our words. Oh, it's so good to see you. You have no idea how much I was thinking about you. And if you would put that under a microscope, what he said, you put it under a microscope to say, I remember when I was a kid, so I had a summer job and I was watching, there were some Jews there, it was mostly going, and I remember that when people come in on a Monday morning, they go, hey, it's like this whole Shalom Aleichem, it's so good to see. And I was watching, I was just a teenager, and I was watching how like they make this whole big punim, like, and a Shalom Aleichem, and the second the person passes, there's no, it was nothing. Mm-hmm. It was nothing. There was nothing real about it. It's done. Vertlach, words that people say, words. So our words, we have to constantly work on our words to refine that it should be shemen zayis zach. It should be pure, it should be clear. Our machshavos, our thoughts. That's how you make a nice candle that should burn bright. You work on your maisim, you work on your diburim, and you work on your machshavos to clear them out as much as possible. Then you have, it takes with the wick, the oil. We know that in general, Chazal have told us that Shemen Zayis in particular is a school, it's a koach of chachma. It brings out the chachma of a person. In other words, Shemen Zayis, olive oil, is connected to machshava, the thought. It has an effect upon one's thoughts. So the Rebbe says, Shashemen hu b'chinis machshava, let's say you have a person works as hard as possible, he's about to put on tefillin, and he tries to, that moment before he puts on tefillin, he wants that this mitzvah of tefillin, kiner mitzvah v'tayror, every mitzvah is called a candle, right? Kiner mitzvah. So he wants that this candle, this tefillin, which is a candle, it should burn nice, bright, it should be good. So that means you have to have good oil. So, for instance, the Rebbe says, Machshava is very much, thought is very much connected to Shemen Zayis. So if a person is able to stop a minute before he puts on tefillin, and instead of being here for sleep and just doing that, he stops and he tries for a minute to think about Yitzias Mitzrayim, to think about Hashem Echad, to think about tying himself up, his heart and his actions and his thoughts. You know, he has a good Machshava. So then when he puts on tefillin, then the candle of the tefillin is able to connect. In other words, the oil, there's good oil, the mitzvah is like a psil, is like a wick, it connects good, and you have a nice, you have a beautiful mitzvah, you have a near mitzvah. Kshenimshach ha-machshav ha-taher b'soich ha-maiseh, when you invest pure oil, a pure thought, into a maiseh, into your tefillin, into whatever it is, chalol of tar b'karech ha-dibur, then it becomes a piece of Torah. And then the words that you speak, let's say using the example of tefillin, with your tefillin, the words are better words. The davening is a better davening. And not only that, this mitzvah begins to talk to you in a strong way, in a clear way. It gives you chizik when you do the mitzvah. As opposed to not working on clearing up the oil, just putting on the tefillin. It was a physical act. It was just a wick, never really connected to much oil. It sputters a little bit and it's out. It's finished. It doesn't really burn. It doesn't really go on. Like the Alter Rebbe, the Tanya spoke so often about, and all the tzaddikim about, a person could be by davening, he's davening the whole thing, and then afterwards it doesn't have any hashpa. Doesn't influence him at all. He goes to work, and a half hour later, he could be on the train, he could be looking at the wrong things and saying terrible things. An hour later, he could be lying to somebody on the phone. So what was the davening? It didn't list. It wasn't lit properly, and it just a little bit it burns, and then it goes out. It doesn't list. He says, I've already written about this in another place. I might have said right before. Ki doyro shel Moshe Rabbeinu olav shalom. The generation, he says now, if you look at the history of our people. So he says, if we go by the generation, there were generations where the oil was very, very, very pure. The generation of Moshe Rabbeinu says, what's that talking about? The Mishneh Menachos is talking about the different grades of oil and how the oil, it's talking about the Menachos, about the Karb Mincha, how the oil that comes from the olives that are on the very, very top of the tree, those olives are exposed to the sunlight for the longest period of time, earliest, and those are very geschmack, meaning those olives on the top of the tree, that's where you get the most chashuv oil. I'm not a maven in any of this, but that's how people lived for thousands of years. That's the best oil. It sits in the sun, and it really is the finest oil. So the Rebbe says that the generation of Moshe Rabbeinu could be compared to the olives that are Berosh Hazayis, on top of the tree. That was grade A, super duper deluxe, extra light, perfect, beautiful.
Virgin.
Right, virgin, extra light, best oil.
Made in China.
Made in Spain, I think they make it. Or Italy. Yeah. Some place where they don't like Jews.
The Dura of Moshe, isn't that not such a great... I mean, didn't...
No. That's for now, we're not understanding properly. The Dura of Moshe Rabbeinu. Uh-huh. It's not for now, though. That generation, the generation of Yotze Mitzrayim, of Maimon HaSinai, even though on our level it seems to us like there was this issue, that issue, the truth was that generation of Moshe Rabbeinu, the oil was so pure, that the candle was so bright, that to this day we still are living to the light of that candle. Like the Gemara says, Kol Masha Talmud Vasik, Asr L'Chadish, anything that any of us can come up with in Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was already in potential, was already there somehow by Har Sinai. Because the candle was so bright and the oil was so pure that it has the ability to last and to burn brightly through all of the darkness for so many years. And on some level, the candle that Aaron lit is still burning, not physically, but in some mysterious way, lahalos ner tamid, it says in the parasha, a perpetual, eternal light. We don't see it physically, but Aaron lit such a candle. Aaron lit such a candle that from that candle that Aaron lit, there's still a fire that burns inside of a Jew. There's still a fire. That we could still be Jews. We don't know how this connects to Aaron, but the Svarim tell us that Lahalis near Tamid, that Aaron lit such a candle. I saw one of the tzaddikim, I don't remember whom, one of the tzaddikim, maybe the Abderav, there was one of the tzaddikim had a shamus. You know what means a shamus?
Right hand man.
How do you call it?
Right hand man.
Yeah, a shamash. Okay, so there was a shamash that was by this tzaddik, and the Rebbe said about him, you know how they used to do it in Europe, and they did this also wherever Jews live. So he used to go. This shamash used to go. I'm not talking about slichas. They used to wake up people, which my father remembers. They used to go and clap. The shamash used to go and clap. They used to wake up during the time of Tammuz and Av. They would wake up everybody to say Tikkun Chatzos, to wake up for Tikkun Chatzos. That's when America they're having their party after the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They're waking up people for Tikkun Chatzos. So the Rebbe's, the Tzaddik said about this Shamus that he had, that not everybody came to Tikkun Chatzos when he did it, but nobody was able to fall back asleep after that. Mm-hmm. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. He says that when Moshe gave a clap and he said, Yidden Jews, the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. What are you sleeping on? So he said that not everybody was able to say Tikkun, but nobody could fall back asleep. There's such a koyach of lahalas near Tamid, such a candle that was lit, such a candle. Yeah. And then the Rebbe goes on and says, but we shouldn't give up hope. In every generation you have tzaddikim on that level of the generation. We don't have a Moshe Ben Aaron. That was the top of the tree. We don't have that. So we'll move further down. But in every generation, Yesh Me'ein Zeh, says there's something like that b'chol dor, in every generation. V'afila b'chol prat u'prat, and each and every Jew. In each and every Jew. She'ez zmanim, knows we ourselves have certain times, the Rebbe says, Shiei Zmanim Shenimtza B'machshavas Tahiris. There are times when you and I are able to extract some better quality oil on a particular day. When the machshavas are more pure, when the thoughts are more pure. Remember, machshavas relates very directly to Shem and Zayis. Where we're able to have thoughts that are pure. I was talking to somebody yesterday, a wonderful, wonderful Bentayr, a married fella, and he was telling me that he always, you know, he like everybody, he struggles with his thoughts, that they should be good. But whenever it comes, he says, as soon as it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Adar, he said, it's like, he doesn't know why, that Hashem like lifts off from him like these thoughts, like net bad thoughts. And he has fantastic. So he was wondering, is that also for other Aleph, or is that only for other Beis? So he said that he felt a lifting already this week, that he doesn't have so much with the machshavas. Not that he's a person that's, anyway, he's a very special guy. He's not, like, God forbid, immersed in bad things. But on his level, he says that when it comes to Adar and to Purim, the machshavas, like, it's just pure. It's better. Everybody has that. It's hard to know why is that for this time of the year. Why that person, obviously the sherish of that person's neshama is connected to Purim. And this person's neshama is connected to Pesach and to Chanukah. This person, whatever it is, that Hashem knows. But that together with the fact that a person, uh-huh, say, is learning a certain sefer. There's a certain sefer that if a person is connected to that sefer, he learns that sefer and it helps him a lot. Whatever it is, it could be in halacha, it could be in gemara, it could be in musa, it could be chassidus, whatever it is. But he learns that. Ul'eis mitzal zosa machshava tahira. And for the time being, the Rebbe says, that person is able to have a drop of pure oil. A good thought. The thoughts are pure on this day. Might not last, but for now it's good. So the Rebbe says, tzrichin lezdabik ba. You have to try to connect to that good day, to connect to that pure thought, and to daven to Hashem, help me so that on days that are not so good and when things are not so clear, that I should be able to use this oil to be able to take it out from my cabinet and be able to use this and to somehow stay connected to you even on those days. Srichen lezdabik balios meir lezmanim achem. That's what I'm saying. Lahazik gdoil maktanim. That in life there are days that are better and the days that are worse. Lahazik gdoil maktanim. Pashas Tzav. Lahazik gdoil maktanim means that the older ones should teach the younger ones. That means on a deeper level that there are days in our lives where we're doing better and they should become the teachers of the days of our lives that are not doing so well. We should try to daven and to hope and to ask Hashem to help. That if I have a good day now and I'm able to squeeze out some Shemen Zayis Zach, a pure thought, that this pure thought should be able to go with me further than this day and should help me on days that are not so good. And Hashem helps. Not only that, if you're having a good day and your thoughts are in the right place, then the Rebbe says, then use that day. You have a day where your head is clear and you're thinking in a good, normal way. So then try to go over other things in your life where you have uncertainty and where things are unclear and try to clarify them. In other words, right now, you're in a good place. Right now, you had a good davening, your machshavas are clear, you're not thinking about silly things, you're not thinking about bad things, your head is clear. Don't just say, oh, that's gevaldik, I'm enjoying this. But now, take the opportunity, when your mind is clear, to be mevarer, to work on cleaning out schmutz from other things in your life. Because you have a good opportunity, you have some sunlight, you run with it, you go with it. Use it as an opportunity to clarify other things in your life. Most people don't do it. They just say it's good, so they enjoy it. And then when it gets bad, it's bad. But when it gets bad, they don't have the koiches to be able to climb out of that darkness because they're lost in the darkness. But if a person uses those days where things are clear and he's feeling his chadshus and his chaskus, he's feeling good about his Yiddishkeit and good about his learning, then you can go over certain things in life where you're having trouble. And you could see those things in a much better and clearer way. How could I fix them? How could I correct these things? How could I make my life better? That means the Rebbe is saying that when you have a moment of Shemen Zayis Zach, where it's clear, try to use that lahalos ner tamid. That you should be able to change your life as a result of those good times. That it should be a ner tamid. That it should be a light that shines forever, not just that day. That bring it into the rest of your life. Don't leave it there and wait until it goes out and you move on to the next period of your life. Try to schlep from the good time of your life, from the clear times of your life, try to bring that into the more complicated, difficult times of your life. Even to be able to, even to be able to reference that. I'll give an example, just I could say for myself, that I know that I'm certain, like we were zeichet to be in Yerushalayim, zeichet Chanukah to be for a week in Eretz Yisrael, and I had a chasna, I was there for a day and a half, 2 days, last week. So, when I'm in Yerushalayim, I try to stop and to focus on certain things. In particular, there was one place with one scene in Yerushalayim that I get a tremendous chizuk from, and I try to put that on, like you have Lahavda on the phone, where you put in a number where you want to recall, you know, on how you call speed dial, right? Where you want to be able to, you don't have to go through the whole thing each time. You just press that thing that comes up, and then you're right back into that place. So I do that all the time. Certain places where I go, or certain things that I see, or learning, or I try to remember whatever I can, but it's not as strong in my head as it used to be. And it's not just about the head being strong. I try to put that onto my speed dial, so that when I'm going another day, I know it's going to be very soon, it's going to be stam, a cold, dismal day, a dreary day in New York, with a thousand things to do and not the time to do it, and this person and that person and the phone and all these other things, and I feel like I can't manage. Then I just close my eyes and I close the light and I go, ding, I press the speed dial and I go back into that moment. Not just with my eyes, but how I was feeling at that moment. And I also try to say certain things, certain tefillos of Tehillim that I said when I was in that place. And I repeat them, and I go back into them. And by doing that, I have found it to be an exceptionally powerful way of lahalis ne'atomit. To take from that, I had a little bit Shem and Zayas when I was there in Yerushalayim. I was able to squeeze out a little bit. Hashem helped me. He gave me a little bit of Shem and Zayas I had. So then how do I light it over here in New York? I try to go back, and I put it on the speed dial. And I try to use that for now, for today. Memories of certain things, of the chuk, memories of when a child was born. There are certain things at a very simple level, that were times that were pure, and the thoughts were so clear, how much you were thankful to Hashem, and how good you felt being a Jew, and how grateful you were. You can't just let those go. You have to put them into you have to wire them in. You have to program them in, and to be able to access them. Because then you're taking the Shem and Zayis Zach, and what are you doing? You're using it, lahalis ne'atamim. Lahalis ne'atamim. Because difficult days are sure to come. The world is a world filled with yisurim, with suffering. So there are going to be difficult days. Whatever that suffering is, shouldn't be, God forbid, bad. But whatever it is. Well, b'Shabbos Kodesh, the Rebbe says, now look, you have every week. There's 6 days, and there's Shabbos. So what becomes of Shabbos during the 6 days? You don't have it on your speed dial. You lose Shabbos. Here you had Shabbos. Shabbos is Shem and Zayis Zach. Now what happens? Once the Shabbos is gone, Sunday it's gone. You just... A schlep and a chashleper again. You don't have anything from Shabbos. But b'Shabbos Kodesh, yesh hasgalus shem and zach b'chol ish Yisrael. Any Jew that keeps mitzvahs and the be'emes wants to keep Shabbos, on Shabbos he has some shem and zayis zach. He has some pure, again, it's not Moshe Rabbeinu's oil, but it's ours, and it's good. It's clear. It's clearer than it was any other time during the week. So fine. So you take that, and you have that Shem and Zayis Zach on Shabbos v'chol Ish Yisrael, every Jew. K'mayish Rabbeinu Olo Shal Neil of Nei Yisrael v'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos k'mayish Kosev Esfram. That's the beginning. That Moshe Rabbeinu gives of his light into each and every one of us every single Shabbos. It says in the Kisveri, each one of us has a shaychus to Moshe Rabbeinu on Shabbos more than any other time. Every one of us. V'chem b'Shabbos Kodesh ein tzarech birur. Therefore, on Shabbos, everything is pure and refined. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to be borer. You're not allowed to be mavar. You're not allowed to separate the good and the bad on Shabbos. That's the malacha. You're not allowed to take out the bad stuff from the oil, and God forbid, that's a malacha. That's from the Torah, right? Because why Shabbos? Shabbos is pure oil. Shabbos, there's no meaning of separating good from bad. Shabbos is. It's pure. It's good. Shabbos, a person can come to that madrega. Therefore, there's nothing at all wrong with a person. Sometimes a person has this thought. He's sitting at the Shabbos table and he's singing Zemiris. He's saying Torah, and it's fantastic, and he's feeling so good. But then he has this machshava that says, "What are you, the biggest hypocrite in the world? You know that Motzei Shabbos you're going to be so far from this. You know Sunday you're going to be so far from this, and you have to go, you know that you have to go for a business trip, and you're going to be in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in that hotel room, and you're going to take a little bit of look at the television for a few minutes. So what are you sitting over here, Yamza Mechub, with your eyes closed, and you're shaking your head, and your kids think that you're some kind of a Godel Hador? Who are you kidding? That's a terrible, terrible, terrible machshava that a person has. No. Shabbos is Shemen Zayazach. You have to ask a person, help me. This is who I really am. This is the pure, pure oil that's deep inside of me. Like the Gemara says in Brachos about that Agure, the Shemen, it's inside the best, best olive. I'm asking you, Lahal this Netamba, that it should last me till Thursday when I'm in that hotel in Tulsa. It shouldn't go away. Something, episode of that light, at least something should continue to burn. I understand it's not going to be Shabbos over there. But something, at least a night light, you know, something, a light, should continue to burn for me over there. It shouldn't be, God forbid, like there's nothing. Shabbos has such a koyach, because Shabbos is Shemen Zayazach. And it is Zayazach. Don't say it's not real, it's phony, it's fake. That's not true. What's not real is how you're acting during the week. That's real Shabbos. Shabbos, therefore, there's no bira. Shul b'china zach, Shabbos is pure. Mei menuchas. Ubi mei ha-maisit, tzirichin lo-hetzi ha-shem en ha-mu'ur of teich ha-psa's eye. During the week, you have the problems during the week. You see, the oil is dark. It gets dark during the week. During the week, it's mixed in with all kinds of psoilas. During the week, you have to separate and clean and refine and try to take the good from the bad. That's what the week is. But if you take from Shabbos, then you at least know there's such a thing as Shemen Zayazach. You at least have what you're working for, and you know that you had it, and you could have it again, and it's part of your life, it's part of who you are. That's why Shabbos, you have to make Shabbos so Shabbosdik. You shouldn't think I'm a hypocrite. Shabbos is Shabbosdik. Whatever you could do to make it Shabbosdik, then it's the Shemen Zayazach. Kamochem Bederis, Bizman HaGolos. So it's the same thing. You have 6 days of the week that's mixed in with all kinds of crazy stuff, and then you have Shabbos. So too, what do we have? We have Golos and we have Gula. All of Golos is like the oil that's mixed in with all kinds of stuff. Remember going back to the beginning, what the Medrash says, that the Navi Yirmiyahu compares us to olive oil. He says it's so beautiful. Why? He says the olive oil, the olive gives out its best oil only after what? Smashed and crushed and taken then to the olive press, and again and with ropes and with chains, and it banged and crushed and smashed, and then Jews do tshuva. He says all of Galus. He says if you see that you're going through difficulties, he says all the Yisurim sha'ivan al b'nei Yisrael him ha'itzi Hashem. What do you think? Stam Hashem is torturing us? God forbid. That's what the Navi is saying. Is to be able to extract from us that pure drop of oil. And unfortunately, we get so lost in silly things that we don't get to that point of oil within ourselves. So Hashem helps us along with this, and the goyim are very happy to volunteer. You understand for these jobs, and that's what happens. It's all lahitzi Hashem. Anytime that you and I are going through difficulties, whatever it is, panos Hashem, bias, the kids, whatever it is, whatever health, God forbid, anything, you should always say to yourself, I know, Rabbi Shalom, you're just trying to get out of me from Shemen Zayizach. I'm going to try to give you that you shouldn't have to crush me anymore to get out of me any pure oil. I'm going to try to think better and do better things to do true. But I shouldn't have to be crushed this way to get out something that's real for me and something that's pure. Like you saw, I remember when it was there, we were sitting in Ezra in the downstairs, over here, Forest Hills, in the old building. We were sitting downstairs. I remember we were talking about the name for the shul and different things, and it was the Persian Gulf War. You remember that time?
91.
It was the Persian Gulf War. I remember sitting with the chevra, we were learning together in the old building, and it broke out, the war. And it was a pacha. I was going in the car, and I heard on the radio what was going on. So I quickly drove over to my mother to go see on television what was doing, if there's anything going on, what to see. And I remember over there, and my father sitting there, my mother, and the whole pacha. And I remember that they were showing there's this Israeli guy that was on the television for like 40 years. I remember when I lived in Israel, and the guy was always making fun of Yiddishkeit and was making fun of the fun people. So he's sitting there, and he was on the television, they were showing it on the television here, and he has his hand on his head, and he says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This guy, who is the biggest, making fun of Yiddish all the time, against mitzvahs, He's screaming out to the whole world, Shema Yisrael, because he saw this God's not fooling you, he's fooling you. Shema Yisrael, and the whole Eretz Yisrael at that time, and all Jews are having such a hisoros, such a hisoros, because it was so clear, the Shemen Zay Zach, it was clear. Then afterwards, what happens? So he says, it's only to bring out, why do we have to go through such misery to get to a drop of pure oil, to say Shema Yisrael? Commercial calls of Medrash, Boyin Ha'umas, Makif, and Vechulu, Val Kolponim, Srich and Lira, Shabakoyacha Yisun Yisbaro, Isa Hashanim. We have to try that at least if we're going through difficulties, we should accept it as a way of getting to that pure oil. Vizeshaychichan Anavi Zayasan, that's what the Navi is saying. You like pure olive oil, your beautiful olives. Shloyu Chasashol Mayisur Magolus Lachinim, he's saying, Jews, don't let the suffering be for nothing. You're going through suffering, you think it's for nothing, you think God doesn't love you. It's to get to that Shemen Zayis, so don't waste it. You're already going through this, try to get out some of that pure oil. All that we go through in life is just to get to that Shemen, just to get to that drop of pure oil. Hashem is most to help us, that we should be able to find that in a good way, and to come into light, and to be zeichet, to be together with the tzaddikim, to light them down the base of Mekdash, from heaven, amen.
Amen.